arrested for having a fat child. That's what happened to a couple in England who were arrested by police on suspicion of cruelty and neglect of their obese children. The 11-year-old boy is 5'1", weighs 15 stone. The journalist Emma Wolfe. Morning, Emma.
Good morning, Stephen. I've got lots of ideas for you, by the way.
Good morning, good morning. And the size acceptance campaigner, Catherine Zadesky. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
What do you make of these parents? Should parents be arrested if their children get morbidly obese? That's what's happened here. What do you make of it?
Of course not. Absolutely, of course not. What is this about? What, are you arrested because they have a child who doesn't fit into the current norm of what they should fit into in physical size? I mean, parenting is such a big, broad subject. What about, you know, what kind of parents are they really? And, you know, they love their child, they're taking care of it. I mean, I'm outraged. How did they get to the point where they could be arrested? Who authorised this and why? I don't understand any of it.
Emma?
Okay, police intervention at this level is very rare. The reason they have been arrested is because they have been warned countless times. And as you said, Catherine, parenting is about care. They are not caring for their child. This is child neglect. This is child cruelty. And I'd go so far as to say it's child abuse. They have been feeding him up. Obesity is not just some lifestyle thing. It's a killer. This child fell over during a school swimming lesson and he was unable to stand up. His BMI, his body mass index, is 41. That's not obese. That's super, super
obese. Do you know what? We should really avoid...
He's 11 years old. Yeah, yeah. He weighs about
Emma,
as much as you
Emma,
do, Stephen.
We should really avoid the individual case because we don't know the full details. So let's talk about, in generality, should parents be punished for allowing their children to get morbidly obese?
You would caution parents. In fact, they've actually been... Okay, I won't go into the specifics. You would caution parents or even arrest them if they were not feeding their child, right? Why is the sight of a skeletal child completely unacceptable? I mean, I agree with that. Whereas the sight, and we see them all over the place, why the sight of obese children is somehow okay. This is child abuse. It's, you know, it's absolutely a terrible way to bring up your children. You set them up for a lifetime of not only diabetes, heart failure, high blood pressure, all of that. You set them up for a lifetime of psychological problems, of upset, of trauma. It's absolutely horrific.
Catherine?
It's child abuse, and that's simple as that.
Okay, so we're going to arrest all the parents of anorexic children, are we? We're going to arrest all the parents of children who are perhaps violent at school and attack other children. We're going to arrest the parents of children who are perhaps, you know, have antisocial behaviour in different directions, like they're disruptive or they're difficult. Where do we draw the line? And if this is how you want to go about things, then I think at least 50% of parents need to be arrested now, today. But no, that's not how it works. Unfortunately, fortunately for me, I think, they are supported, they're taken care of, they're given advice, and the children are supported. Why is it just the fat kids' parents need to be arrested? Why is it that this has come to this? I've never heard of a thin child or an anorexic child's parents being arrested ever. So why should I hear about this now? Because the fat kid is the butt of everybody's anger and resentment and towards the obese and towards the idea that people should never be fat. We should only be one size and one size fits all, and that's all that's acceptable. That's why.
Okay, first of all, you can't equate anorexia with obesity. There are two different things. Anorexia is a mental illness, and obesity. This poor child has been... I'm not going to talk about the specifics, but if you don't think it's cruel that a child is so large that it can't stand up when it's fallen over... Or that a child. Look, what if a parent was giving their child vodka or heroin? What would you think?
People come in different shapes and sizes. That is a fact. And unfortunately, even though you would love to starve us all down to one size fits all, it's not going to work.
Ridiculous.
They come in different shapes. Apparently, this family are all large.
Tell you what to do, you two. Stay there for me. We'll come back to this after the 10 o'clock news. Stay there for me. 08459-555-678. We're just finishing off with Emma Wolfe and Catherine Zadesky here. Emma, I just wanted to ask you this question. If you advocate that government should be intervening and criminalising parents when their children get morbidly obese, where's the threshold for you? So, at, I don't know, 2 stone overweight, do you get jail? Does it have to be 5 stone overweight? What are the parameters here?
I'm not sure about criminalising, but I do think that when children
advocate them getting arrested.
Okay, these parents were cautioned many times. Social services have, first of all, been involved.
Let's not talk about the individual case. Let's talk about generality.
Okay, yeah. Police intervention at this level is very rare. Let's just be clear about that. I do think that when doctors are concerned and when social services are concerned, whether it's underweight or overweight, I do think there's a level at which it becomes an issue of child health and child care. That's what I'm saying. I'm not advocating, as Catherine sort of characterised. I'm not saying everyone should be arrested if their child is fat. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but you're saying in the extreme cases.
I'm thinking about the child, but we go on about children and putting children first. It's not a happy situation for the child.
But you do talk about
children don't access large amounts of junk food on their own.
But you do talk about extreme cases. So therefore, would you also advocate in extreme cases a parent being cautioned or arrested or whatever way you want to look at it? Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me finish the sentence. If, I don't know, a child had bad teeth.
I do think when it's an issue of child health that doctors and social services do need to be involved for the sake of the child, yes.
Catherine?
I'm just gobsmacked. So what has this done for this child to have its parents arrested and for him to be put into care? Has that helped him? Is that the way forward? Is this what we want to do to our families? Break them up and put them in care, put them in government and lock them up? Is that it? I'm just completely surprised that anybody...
Not a lot of them are in care.
Yeah, because somebody thinks they don't care for their child. This family, the one I've read of it, absolutely loves their child.
We're not talking about this family. We are not going to talk about this family because we don't know the details. So let's be fair.
Right.
Here's Ollie. True. Morning, Ollie.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Ollie. You're a personal trainer, are you?
I do. I work a lot involved with children and stuff, you know, trying to work and get children active and stuff. And I can see both sides of the argument, Stephen, there. I don't want to get involved in any conflict between the both parties there. They're both passionate about their subject and rightly so. But personally, I think there's an issue with an obese child. Does suffer. It definitely doesn't have the same chances and every sort of thing around school and all that there. Anything they go to do, they're behind in the same chance, but I think a big part of the problem is parents are crying out for support, probably more so than prosecutions and that type of thing. And maybe this is a very extreme case. I don't know the details of it at all, but I think there's an onus on proactive healthcare here. Like, you know, doctors, nutritionists, people that's got an interest in it, trainers that's got an interest in children and that, to be, you know, workshops, forums, talking to parents, advising them along the right lines and, you know, giving them the right options to feed children. Like, you're a grown man there, Stephen, and you're on here talking about how you can lose a few pounds in weight. Like, you know, adults don't get it right. We don't know what to do, so, you know, that we struggle then on top of that. Add the extra pressure of wearing children into that. And it makes it very, very difficult. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Ollie, thank you. Emma and Catherine, thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you both this morning.